Chapter 5. Soaring to New Heights. High above the circus, the suit was surfing the cool night currents. He often took off for a quiet, solitary flight in the night, away from the noise and silly chatter of the circus. Wondering about the uncharacteristically exuberant Yin he had just glimpsed, the suit flapped his wings hard and climbed higher. It seemed to be requiring more effort these days to attain the heights he preferred. Suddenly, he heard a jovial, if slightly breathless, voice next to him saying,
"Good evening. I am not accustomed to this altitude of yours, and I am very interested in learning about it. Could you please share some of your perspectives with me?"
Taken aback, the suit scanned the sky but failed to spot the owl as she flew in the clouds. Unnerved, he screeched,
"I am a rational being. I don't believe in what I can't see. Show yourself if you want to talk."
"I can be purely rational as well,"
came the owl's voice, slightly muffled by the cloud.
"But I disagree, because I believe some things exist that I can't see. Fish in deep waters, for example. You catch the fish you see in shallow water, yet don't you believe there are a lot more at deeper levels?"
The eagle blinked and peered harder into the night. The owl pressed ahead.
"And how about this? I believe you have emotions, although I neither see them, nor feel them, actually."
"Enough,"
the eagle said curtly, inwardly cursing his deteriorating night vision.
"You passed my intellectual aptitude test."
"Should I feel honored?"
asked Athena, flying into view alongside the eagle. The suit stared at the small owl out of one piercing yellow eye.
"Feelings are none of my business. They cloud judgment. When I spot prey and assess whether I can lift it up or not, nothing must slow me down. One split second too long, and the target escapes my clutches. You should know that."
"Thanks for sharing your approach to decision-making in the context of hunting prey. How useful is it to life in general?"
"That's a no-brainer. Life is a succession of win or lose situations. Your judgment defines whether you end up the winner or the loser."
"Isn't that simplistic?"
The eagle turned his head away in disdain. The owl continued,
"Now, for something else. As I was ascending to your heights, you were observing Yin. What's your perception of her?"
"That's an easy one, too,"
replied the suit. His opinions of animals were always formed quickly, much like how he sized up his prey.
"Yin is the typical gray persona. In conflicts, she strives for grayish compromise, as if pursuing the utopia of collective harmony. She embraces life superficially. I just saw her dancing alone outside her tent, like she had lost her mind. I admit that she has occasional sparks of brilliance, but their rarity categorizes them as anomalies. That's it for Yin."
"Short and sharp. What's your bird's eye view of the circus team?"
"Overall, an eclectic collection of animals, entrenched in the comfort of their routines. No newness, no risk-taking, no ambition. No trust between animal groups, only reciprocal disdain. No relationships and no possibility of collaboration across groups. A hopeless ringmaster who has lost his initial inspiration and courage, and gradually sank into a mediocre comfort zone. He selfishly maintains the status quo and tries in vain to avoid feeling guilty about it, keeping by himself artificially busy. That makes him moodier and moodier, and he yields lackluster shows one after the other. Audience numbers are going south. The disconnect with the young public's expectations is widening."
"Crisp again. How about each lead performer and their teams?"
Looking down his beak, the suit cut down each so-called leader with relish.
"Yang runs his team as an autocrat, mostly concerned about preserving his status. He is intellectually and physically lazy, just effective as maintaining the status quo. The lion's show is boring, even themselves. Beavers strive to compensate with diligence, what they lack in intelligence. The leader, Miss Betty, is the typical half-smart, detail-focused supervisor. She doesn't develop her beaver's autonomy. As a result, the quality of the show is inconsistent. Slicky is a self-absorbed, hedonistic cobra, using his smarts only to suit his own needs. He uses his talent properly, but does not connect with the audience.
The suit went on further, rather enjoying the chance to air his opinions.
As for the chimps, they are a street smart, fun-seeking, immature but cohesive group. The paternalistic leader Chompzy is a character of questionable ethics. The apes sure entertain the audience well enough, although they mostly intend to enjoy themselves. Any further questions?
Thanks. How about you and your own show?
Intellectually, I am far more superior than the others. I'm uniquely able to reach for a global view before I zoom in and separate the seeds from the chaff. Physically, I am the best at maneuvers in three dimensions, which requires speed and accuracy. My performance is the most daring, with real risk-taking. Unfortunately, our inept boss asked me to fly too long a banner around, and that created glitches in my otherwise perfect show.
Thanks for sharing so much information in so few words. What feedback have you gotten from your colleagues at the circus?
None.
Because?
We don't talk.
And that's because?
They just can't think.
The owl gave him a look out of one huge, sparkling eye.
Yet you said earlier that Yin strives for grayish compromise, which presupposes she can think. That Yang is intellectually lazy, not intellectually dead. That Miss Betty is a half-smart, detail-focused supervisor, not brainless. That Sleeky uses his smarts. And that the chimps are street smart. It sounds like you could be contradicting yourself. Are you?
Your impertinence upsets me.
May I suggest you don't let feelings cloud your judgment?
This is a sterile conversation.
You and I can't judge that before its conclusion, unless one of us is being self-righteous.
Annoyed, the eagle glided down and settled on a tree. Perching on a nearby branch, the owl pressed on.
From your global view, where is this conversation going?
Towards the limits of black and white judgments. I am fully aware of that, but those limits are convenient. Adding nuances and variables yield uncertainty, ambiguity, and doubt. Well, that's far less comfortable.
A long silence followed. Eyes half closed, head slightly tilted, the suit brooded over their conversation. Finally, the owl says,
I'm not sure what's the best question to ask you now.
Abruptly, the suit clicked his beak and looked up.
Our talk revolves around engaging with other animals at the circus, right?
Right. If, and only if, that matters to you and or them.
It does, to both, I presume. Believe it or not, I am interested in this. Loneliness at the top is heavy at times.
The suit turned to face Athena and said, rather arrogantly,
Still, I have to weigh risks versus rewards.
The eagle collected his thoughts before continuing their discussion. He shook his head several times as if unable to reach a conclusion. Finally, he sighed and said,
It's the rewards I can't quite figure out yet. There may be a chance, though, that engagement between the other animals and me will eventually help us do things together better. And perhaps do better things, too.
Could there be rewards for you as well?
Again, the eagle took a moment to ponder the question. He sounded slightly uncertain as he said,
I might become a collaborative eagle, perhaps the first in history.
How about that?
Very much against nature,
said the suit, his golden eyes gleaming.
But after all, nurture may also be beneficial.
Now you look excited.
I am.
The suit stared out towards a group of circus tents, his black pupils narrowing, with determined glints in his golden eyes.
You wish to engage with other animals. How will you make that commitment fly?
The eagle had already thought about it.
I'll start with the beavers, who attempt to build a three-dimensional structure while working in two dimensions. I can easily help them widen their perspective and advise from above.
Useful indeed. Yet you said that Miss Betty is only half smart.
Let me rephrase and say that she's smart half of the time.
Will the beavers trust you when you haven't been talking for ages?
The suit wasn't entirely sure the beavers would forgive his past abrupt remarks and accept his help, but he wanted to try and make sure they did.
I can explain my intention first. The difficulty might be that Miss Betty is so entrenched in her routine, she is likely to resist any change to it. Just like I defended my simplified thinking system with beak and claws until you defeated it.
Athena let out a laugh.
Oops. I only meant to challenge you. So you test your thinking to the limit and then reassess it if you see a need to. I hope our conversation delved deeper than a win or lose argument.
All right. I exaggerated. And that was one more example of my black and white statements which can upset others. Ouch. I need to watch out.
How?
Well, I will pay more attention to others' feelings when I talk to them. If I sense they are becoming upset, I will question my approach and try to make it more helpful.
The suit took a moment to reflect further, then went on.
I am realizing that the success of a conversation happens when we help each other think at our best. That is way more challenging than perfecting my own thinking alone.
Now your tone is passionate,
observed the owl, looking at the eagle.
I love bold challenges,
he declared, almost hopping on the branch. He was eager for his new resolution to take off.
Perhaps you could be even bolder and challenge yourself to help the whole circus.
What do you mean?
Think about how you can help create a lasting positive change across the whole circus. A change with a great meaning for you, which will become a part of your legacy.
The suit closed his eyes in contemplation.
Stretching indeed. Let me scan possibilities. What I can do at first is to leverage my unique strength for the benefit of the whole circus, like I plan to do with the beavers.
Spreading her wings, the owl told him,
I am sure you will excel at that. And I also trust you will challenge yourself to help others think and contribute their best, unlike those who just play at being the smartest animals in the room. I wish you great rewards.
With a final bow, she took flight and vanished into the night.
I commit to keep hunting for them.
With a renewed sense of purpose, he too flew off, climbing higher and higher in the sky, effortlessly this time.